This is St. Louis Public Radio. Tuesday will mark a big change in elected leadership in Ferguson, a city that became ground zero for the protest movement against police killing black people. Ferguson Mayor James Knowles III is leaving office due to term limits and turning the job over to Ella Jones. She will become the city's first black and first female mayor. Knowles reflected on his consequential time in office with St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum, and he provided some advice for his successor.
James Knowles III was taking down tents with his father at the Ferguson Farmers Market on August 9, 2014, the day one of his city's police officers shot and killed Michael Brown. He learned about the shooting that would spark months of protest in his town and elsewhere through a phone call from Ferguson city manager.
It was one of those things that, you know, on 12:30 or so on a Saturday, on an August Saturday, if the city manager's calling me, it's probably nothing good.
The ensuing months after Brown's death placed the city of Ferguson, and Knowles in particular, in a brighter-than-normal spotlight. Reporters from all over the world flocked to Ferguson in 2014 to cover protests and witness clashes between demonstrators and police. Knowles, a part-time elected official with little direct executive power, became a fixture on national television shows.
I'm not one of those elected officials who saw this was another rung on the ladder to, you know, being governor or president or something like that. So, yeah, it certainly wasn't something I expected, nor did I want.
Knowles had to deal with criticism of Ferguson city government, especially how it handled fines and fees and how its municipal court operated. He says Brown's death prompted real changes in his city, especially how police officers interact with members of the community, though some would believe the city still has work to do. The Ferguson protest movement prompted state lawmakers to place new restrictions on municipal courts and the percentage of fine revenue cities have in their budget. It also brought about a consent decree in 2016 mandating big changes to policing and city government that Ferguson is still trying to complete. Knowles, though, questions what good that consent decree did for the entire St. Louis region, especially since the Department of Justice did not require any other city besides Ferguson to dramatically change.
You've got to ask what complicity the federal government at that time had in not doing anything about what they knew to be problems, you know, system-wide through St. Louis. I mean, I give our legislature some credit for making some changes and taking on some of these issues, but still, you know, the federal government and the city of Ferguson, this has been the focus. I think it's given a lot of other communities the opportunity to get off the hook about having these conversations.
With protests erupting across the country decrying the police killings of black people, how Ferguson changed or didn't change after Brown's death is back under focus. And Knowles says large cities like Minneapolis and Louisville are going to go through a much different process than a small city like Ferguson.
Trying to have a conversation at 50,000-foot, you know, level is just impossible. People are talking over each other and past each other and grandstanding and everything else. But if you really want to have courageous conversation, if you really want to have a dialogue, if you really want to have a discussion that leads to change, and not just change in your government, but you need to change the hearts and minds of people. You know, part of what's going to have to happen, you know, through these discussions, it does happen in small groups.
After Tuesday, Ella Jones will succeed Knowles as mayor. Asked what advice he has for Jones's impending tenure as mayor, Knowles said this:
"No matter how many conversations we've had over the last 5 years about race relations, or, you know, being in the national spotlight or part of the national narrative on, you know, community building and community police relations and reforms. At the end of the day, when you still go to a neighborhood association meeting, the first question they ask about is, when is their streets going to get paved?"
Knowles says he plans to stay involved in Ferguson by signing up for boards and commissions. And it's not out of the question that other cities that are about to go through the reconciliation process over race and policing could look to Ferguson as a roadmap to what may happen next. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.